review the doctrine of SG3, Roman number 1, definition and preliminary considerations. A, SG3 refers to the special blessings and rewards for the believer in phase 3. That's our eternal state, that are above and beyond the normal or universal blessings bestowed upon all believers. B, the normal universal blessings of which all believers will be partakers of include 1, resurrection bodies like that of Christ, 1 John 3:2. We will know what we'll be when we see Him, as He will appear to us. 2, being minus the SCA, old sin nature, Ephesians 5:27. And 3, the total absence of pain, crying, sorrow, tears, and death, Revelation 21:4. C, some believers will not receive SG3, but only the normal blessings of heaven. That's just the way it is. 1 Corinthians 3:15. If any man's work is burned up, he will suffer loss. But he himself shall be saved, so yet so as through fire. 2 Timothy 2:12 and 13. Verse 12a, if we endure, we shall also reign with him. That means for a believer in time, he maintains a linear action of enduring, hypomeno, present active indicative, keeps on enduring, or standing one's ground, holding out, continuing firm, persevering in the Christian way of life. They can expect to rule and reign with Christ. Verse 12b, if we deny him, he also will deny us. That explains a denial of reward. That it is not salvation that he denies is clarified in verse 13, which reads, if we are faithless, he remains faithful, for he cannot deny himself. Believers are in Christ, and there is no one or no thing that can snatch them from him. No one can snatch them from Jesus' hand, as the Father has given to him as his possession. No one can snatch it from God's hand, obviously, because of who and what God is. John 10:28 and 29. Then compare Romans 8:38 and 39. That brings out the whole spectrum of possibilities of anything that might be something that could take it away, or you could lose it over, and all these things are denied as being possible. Romans 8:38 through 39. D, each believer will be rewarded based on his or her total accumulated divine good production in time. That's our, what we refer to as phase 2. No matter how significant or insignificant their work under the doctrine of divine good. Hebrews 10:35, therefore do not throw away your confidence, which has a great reward. Which term is misbapadosia, which is what is due for service rendered, payment of wages or recompense. In 2 Corinthians 5:10, for we, reference to Paul and saints of Corinth, therefore to all believers, must all appear before the judgment seat, Bema, of Christ, that each one may be recompensed. There the term is komizo, receive back or get for oneself or obtain. The subjunctive mood there indicates potential and the possibility of no reward. So each one may be recompensed for his works or deeds in the body, the works of believers in phase 2, according to what he has done, whether good, agathos, divine good, works done in fellowship, or bad, phalos, which is worthless or human good, works under the SCA, and therefore evil without divine sanction. And then Matthew 10:42, it gives you the spectrum on the lower end, if you will, in regards to reward. And whoever the name of the disciple gives to one of these little or humble ones, even a cup of cold water to drink, truly I say to you, he will not lose his reward. There will be, therefore, class distinctions in heaven, based on one's phase 2 input into the plan of God and commensurate rewards received. It says we have different levels of classification and distinctions in time, so there will be in the eternal state a principle that probably very few believers really know or appreciate. 2 Corinthians 8, verse 9, for you know, through the knowledge of doctrine, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich through his deity, yet for your sake, believers, he became poor. That looks at his condescension. Condescension of God the Son into union with humanity of Christ under kenosis. Denied his deity apart from that which the Father allowed in tapping into it during the first Advent. That you, through his poverty, might become rich. Again, the subjunctive mood indicates potential, or you can stay poor. F, every aspect of God's plan is based on the principle of grace as opposed to works. Romans 3:27. Where then is boasting? It is excluded. By what kind of law of works? No, but by a law of faith. G, God is not and will never be indebted to anyone. You can't outgive God. H, God has chosen the principle of faith to access His grace riches. Principle of faith, to believe. Romans 5, 1 and 2. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace, reconciliation with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have obtained our introduction by faith into this grace in which we stand, and we exult in hope of the glory of God. I, once one believes and accesses the grace of God, phase one, he should then embark on a course of works, divine reproduction, with the aim of pleasing God. Colossians 1:10. Verse 9, for this reason also, since the day we heard of it, we have not ceased to pray for you, and ask that you may be filled with the true knowledge of His will and all spiritual wisdom and understanding. Why? So that you may walk your conduct of life in a manner worthy of the Lord, to please Him in all respects, bearing fruit, that's specifically divine good production, in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God. 1 Thessalonians 4:1. By doctrines being taught to believers. Finally, my brothers, we request and exhort you in the Lord Jesus that as you receive from us instruction as to how you ought to walk and please God, just as you actually do walk, that you may excel still more. Not let the fire go out in one zeal in pursuit of application of Bible doctrine. To excel even all the more. Not become apathetic, indifferent, cavalier, recognizing the opportunities provided to apply doctrine and taking advantage of that in the time you have remained on this planet. So, Jay, it must be observed that these phase two works issue from the source of faith, which is in accordance or harmony with the principles of grace. Even though works are included, they're still principle of grace. For one, for Jesus Christ, our faith in Him, and the ministry of God, the Holy Spirit, Bible doctrine, all these things, we couldn't do any of this. So it's still based on grace. Believing doctrine, and then applying it. Romans 4:16. For this reason, it is by faith, that it may be in accordance with grace, in order that the promise, phase three promises, may be certain to all the descendants, not only to those who are of the law, Mosaic, but also those who are of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all, including church age believers, the church age dispensation. And then 1 Thessalonians 1, 2, and 3. We give thanks to God always for all you, making mention of you in our prayers, constantly bearing in mind your work of faith. See, a work of faith and labor of love and steadfastness of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ, the presence of our God and Father. Okay, therefore, it is because we walk according to faith that the works equals reward system still remains a system of grace. 2 Corinthians 5, 7. For we walk by faith, not by sight. All right, to the nomenclature that we use to title this doctrine, SG3, Surpassing Grace, Phase 3, that's taken from Ephesians 2:7, that reads that in the ages to come, which is reference obviously to millennial and eternal state, He might show the surpassing riches of His grace and kindness towards us in Christ Jesus. Surpassing there is a definite article with the noun to, hyperbolon, which means excelling, transcending, exceeding, or degree beyond comparison, and surpassing grace. It's in the form of riches, rewards. Roman numeral 3, vocabulary and synonyms for SG3. A, hope, the hope. Hey, Elpis, H-E-E-L-P-I-S. Translate away these on this document. A, Elpis, E-L-P-I-S. It means a hope, expectation, or confidence. This word views SG3 as a future reality. It provides motivation to apply in time and ties it in with our NPR and Bible doctrine. Colossians 1:15, Ephesians 1:18, Hebrews 10:23-25. Thesaurus, T-H-E-S-A-U-R-O-U-S, Thesaurus, means treasures or valuables. Get our term thesaurus. The word emphasizes the true value of SG3. Use Matthew 6:19-29, Luke 12:33-34. Misthos, M-I-S-T-H-O-S. Reward, recompense, wages, what one is paid for work or what one earns. This word emphasizes that an adherence to an application of Bible doctrine is necessary for one to obtain SG3. It's not this freelance application that believers think they can engage in, out of line and out of step with the truth of doctrine, employing their own traditions, their own standards, being out of fellowship, all these things. It's got to operate within constraints, the exact nature of doctrine, so tells us that it must be done. So 1 Corinthians 3:8, 14, Hebrews 11:26, Revelation 22:12. The definite article with the noun hey, kleronomia, K-L-E-R-O-N-O-N-I-A, that denotes an inheritance or that property received upon the bequest or endowment of another. Referred to our SG3 as our inheritance. This word emphasizes that SG3 is grace that God has personally determined that we should have based on our relationship with Him. It's part of God's plan. People can call it the little pie in the sky syndrome, trying to get people to get in there, to do things, etc. Let them badmouth all they want. That's part of God's plan. That's the way it's revealed for us. SG3, in regards to Scriptures, and there it is, Ephesians 1:14, 1 Peter 1:4. E is referred to simply as glory, doxa, D-O-X-A. Glory, splendor, majesty, excellence, or reflection of one's station or person. This noun emphasizes the source of SG3, its significance, importance to believers, and ties it into God's essence and all that manifests, that it manifests or reveals. Romans 8, 17 through 18, 2 Corinthians 4, 16 through 18. F, A, Epangelia, E-P-A-N-G-E-L-I-A. Means the promises or assurances. This word points out that the veracity of God is on the line in the matter of SG3. Hebrews 11:13-39, hence the surety of its existence and its provision, because it's God that provides it, and He gives us His word that He will do so. G, now the phrase eternal life is used as an expression for SG3, denoting eternal life with all of its complementary effects attached to it. The phrase focuses on the fact that his life is made more enjoyable by possessions of certain accoutrements, so those who possess, quote, riches, end quote, will enjoy heaven to a greater degree. Bigger capacity, not that all will be adjusted. All will enjoy happiness, etc., but the capacity for life. You may have capacity, but sometimes you need the tools to thoroughly enjoy it. If you like to ride four-wheelers, well, you got to have a four-wheeler. If you're going to have the capacity, enjoy it, you see. That type of deal. 1 Timothy 6:12, 17 through 19. As pictured in potential available to those who drink of the living water. As Christ taught in John 4, verse 10 and 14. And compare John 4:36, that salvation is the beginning of eternal life, providing potential for future fruit or divine good production. So it all ties in together. A is to phrase a better resurrection. Is synonymous for SG3 and demonstrates that indeed there is more available for believers than just the normal blessings of heaven. What is a better resurrection? It's more than just getting your resurrection body and all that that means in regards to your eternal niche. It's over and beyond a better resurrection. Hebrews 11:35. And then I, the phrase gold, silver, precious stones, 1 Corinthians 3:12, by interpretation refers to the value of Bible doctrine, which equates, or translates, if you will, into SG3, and emphasizes A, it is only by the strict dictates and standards of Bible doctrine that application will be rewarded, verse 14 of the passage, a major passage. Since it is one of our major passages here. Now, if a man builds upon the foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, or the alternative, wood, hay, or straw, each man's work will become evident. For the day will show up because it will be revealed with fire, and the fire itself will test the quality of each man's work. If any man's work which he has built upon it remains, he will receive a reward. If any man's work is burned up, he will suffer loss. He himself shall be saved, yet so as through fire. So B, the application of Bible doctrine, that is in fellowship, obviously, provides the exchange or monetary means necessary for translation into SG3. Like an SG3 exchange, currency exchange. And you translate it into whatever the rewards are going to be. C, the alternative is application based on human good, that's doing things out of fellowship, traditions of men, making up your own rules to run your Christian life by, human viewpoint thinking, distortion of doctrine in any form, watering it down, rationalizing it, an approach, which is here analogized as wood, hay, and straw, things of obviously of very little, no value except for building yourself a good fire. These applications have no value for trade in the kingdom of God. E, in fact, applications apart from the standards of Bible doctrine will be eternally condemned and separated. That's brought out in verse 15 of the passage where our term burned up, katakio, K-A-T-A-K-A-I-O. It's used in reference to unbelievers and condemnation to eternal damnation. In Matthew 3:12, 13:30, verse 40, Luke 3:17. So a total annihilation, getting rid of, destroying, if you will. So with no future benefit, advantage, gain, or profit for the believer, one iota. So Roman numeral 4, since Jesus Christ is the heir of all things, it is his reward and inheritance that we share. It all actually belongs to him. But in his grace, he shares it with us. And all this reward. And he is the heir of all things. All things have been given in his hands. Been handed over to him. John 3:35. Father loves the Son and has given all things into his hand. 13:3. Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, that he had come forth from God and was going back to God. long recognition of his deity. Hebrews 1:2. In these last days has spoken to us in his Son, Christ, whom he appointed heir of all things, to inherit all that God possesses. And he possesses everything. He's the Creator. Through whom also he literally organized the ages, the history of this world and planet according to his plan. Then compare Revelation 22:12. Where he declares himself, "Behold, I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me." It belongs to him. He possesses it. To render to every man according to what he has done, he will then dispense it accordingly to whatever SG3 we have set aside for our own account. All right, the reward ceremony then occurs at the Bema Seat scenario. And I'm just going to call it quits here. We'll pick this up Tuesday evening. Essentially, prep school downstairs. Father, again, we thank you for the truth of your word. We ask God, the Holy Spirit, continue to light and see things in Jesus' name.